Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane and this is episode 32 of the Knights of the Old Republic season 3 on the Verzian Chronicle. We are in the middle of combat on the ship Orion as Shadow, Kobayashi, and Drext. Let's get to the fight. Just as in the last episode, we're going to begin with this with a power attack. We do have a mastered power attack, so we can actually do this pretty well. Did 50 damage in that first power attack. Did 39 damage in the second. 50 damage in the third. 15 in the fourth because we missed. And now we're missing. But now we're going to heal and keep on moving into the next room. Now, this room had 5 Republic soldiers. And the goal was originally just to try to defeat as many as possible. Actually, that is the goal, I should say. I don't know why that goal would have changed. And notice, so what you can do is this. We can do improved critical strike, follow that up with a master flurry. If we can hit with one of the critical strikes, it might stun our enemy. And then the critical strikes end up doing like 50, 60 damage, which is why I really think that we should something with that. All right, let's see if we can get out of... Come on, Drex. Did you really get me stuck in you again? Disengage from combat. And yeah, Drextel got me stuck inside him again. Quite literally in the exact same spot. This game, or this part of the mission, is incredibly buggy. And basically, you want to stay out of the way of Drextel as much as possible. Because Drextel will get stuck inside you, and you will not be able to get outside of him. So you want to stay away from him as much as possible for this section of the combat. It's really frustrating. I have been sleeping on this ability, apparently. Sleeping on improved critical strike. If I get any more feats, I might take improved critical strike. No, Kobayashi! Jesus Christ! Okay. You know what I'm doing? You know what we're doing here? Okay. Cool. Alright. So we opened up the next door, and then we're disengaging from the fight. Because it seems like Kobayashi and Drextel like to teleport into the player for some flippin' reason that I don't know. So we have to basically take ourselves away from them and let them deactivate us, more or less. Don't teleport into me again, Drextel. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. No. We can't let the character auto-move either. Because they will teleport into Drextel, and then we're going to be stuck again. We don't want that. All right, yeah, improved critical strike is actually awesome. All right, so, yeah, good. We're good so far. All right, so we're going to do, yeah, critical strike followed by just a standard attack is fine, but you do a mastered power strike. Or something like that. And you're really taking these enemies out in 2 hits with just that combination of fighting. So we're going to do this again. Improved critical strike. Power strike. Followed by a master flurry. Critical strike to do the... To try for the stun. The stun failed. But that's fine. Okay. Now... Assuming we save it now to prevent Drextel from popping into us for some flippin' reason. We're going to go grab all the remains. Okay. We're going to see if there's a key in here, because there should be, I would imagine. We're going to grab the equipment crate. We're grabbing the rest of the remains here. Do not teleport into me, Drexel. No, Drexel. Drexel came running at me like, I'm going to be inside you. No, bad Drexel. Bad. All right. I believe we can try to open this door now. We can, and it's got three more people. The Admiral and two of his guards. All right, we're standing against them. Standing there, looking at them, menacingly. My sword is clipping into my
Drexel,
side.
You have much to answer for. The blood of countless Republic soldiers is now on your hands. There can be no surrender. You must be punished for your crimes here and now. And only death will be sufficient.
Kipuna!
Save your tired threats, Admiral. I've no use for them.
I am a patient man, Drexel, but your insolence has pushed me beyond my limits. You could have laid down your weapons and surrendered. You could have made things easy. But you had to resist. You had to defy my authority.
Rundi Haudonga Kuhunga Bi.
Now we shall discuss the terms of your surrender, Admiral. Relinquish command of the formidable Kami, and you shall live to see your republic again.
I would rather die than hand over the formidable to a criminal like you.
Kipuna!
As you wish. Prepare for your end, Admiral.
Men, shoot to kill. I want no survivors.
Okay. Can we not? Can we not and say we didn't? We got Admiral Cole, Republic Commando, and we'll start with a poison grenade at the bottom of the feet of one of the Republic Commandos. That was fun. We're gonna go all in on two improved critical strikes, power attack, and a master flurry. The first critical strike missed, second critical strike missed, the third strike didn't miss. Okay, so we're going to queue up our weirdness again. We're trying for multiple critical strikes and seeing if one of them can hit and cause a little bit of a stun. Critical strikes did not cause any stuns, but we're going in with a master flurry anyways. Admiral Cole has fallen to Kobayashi and the other while I am dealing with the commandos by myself. And now we're teaming up for the final commando. For the Emperor! I don't know why that line from what was the game called? Oblivion came to my mind for some reason. Halt, you pathetic worm! Halt! You violated the law. It's been a while since I've seen a good brawl. Anyways,
completely unnecessary. Had he surrendered, he would have lived. A damn shame.
Kipuna!
This isn't over yet, Kobayashi. Don't let your guard down.
What do you mean? The Admiral's dead. The Republic defeated.
You have a keen eye, Kobayashi, but tell me, when have you fought a battle with Republic soldiers? Did something always strike you as strange?
Well, now that you mention it, I did. During the fight, looking into their eyes, I could see how determined they were to win. It was like something was constantly motivating them during the course of the battle. Something we couldn't see.
Jedi is aboard the Formidable.
Jedi? How do you know?
The Republic soldiers were being influenced by battle meditation, a Jedi technique used to instill in allies a greater morale, while in turn reducing the enemy's will to fight.
I admit my knowledge of Jedi techniques is somewhat lax, but I've heard of battle meditation before. I thought Bastila Shan was the only Jedi to possess the ability.
It was true that true battle meditators like Bastila cannot be trained, they can only be born. Though through intensive training, Jedi who do not inherently possess the ability can learn weaker and less focused variants of the technique.
That explains why we aren't feeling any negative effects. Captain, what do you think to all this? What's our next move?
If a Jedi is indeed admitted the Formidable, this changes things. There are still Republic soldiers on the Formidable, possibly preparing for the second assault. Did a Jedi be a part of that assault, our chances for victory will dwindle rapidly. I am content with what we have accomplished here, and I see no reason for further action. We will destroy the Formidable from afar with the Orion's turbolaser.
I'm glad to hear. Walking onto the Formidable without a reason is just asking for trouble, and I've had more than my share for one day already.
Okay. The lieutenant has come in. Every crew member stationed in the starboard section at the time the assault has been accounted for. Step 1, Ponda Hibata. He was captured by Republic forces.
I guess that gives us a reason to invade the Formidable. Although, I still don't like my chances against the Jedi.
We of the Orion don't abandon our own, but circumstances have forced me upon a difficult decision. Honda will stay in Republic custody. I'd rather see only one man killed than an entire crew slaughtered during what would be a futile wrestler attempt. Okay. Can we figure out what the hell's going on?
Betrayer. Murderer.
Who was that? Yellow woman with yellow hair. And now we're holding our heads. Our shadow is holding her head. For some reason. Okay.
Kipuna,
send me to rescue the captured crew member. I will not fail. And if you do fail, and if I do not return, you destroy the ship as planned. It will not matter to me. I'll probably be dead. Someone call you brave for going in alone, but I call you foolish. No matter your skill against the Jedi, you will fail. But not be the first time I've killed Jedi. They're not invincible, I assure you.
Listen, Sarah, you don't have to do this for us. I'm sure Ponda knew the risks, and I'm certain he wouldn't want you to forfeit your life like this.
Oibashi, stand down. Her life is now her own. She has made her decision. It'll take some time to disengage the Orion from the Formidable and then to charge the Turbolift. This should give you time to infiltrate the Formidable and rescue the captain. That's all the time I'll need. But be warned, if you do not return to the Orion before these preparations are complete, I will assume you have failed and destroyed the Formidable as planned. Alright, so we're going to go on to the Formidable, which I'm assuming is the same as, it's going to be probably the same as this ship. Or the same as the ship from the other. Something I must do alone. Do not interfere.
Fool me, Sarah. I can see why you want to go on that ship. It's not to rescue Ponda. It's the Jedi. Listen, I know how you must feel. You want to avenge your master, to strike back at the Jedi for what they did to you. But picking a fight against a Jedi when you can't feel the Force isn't called revenge. It's called throwing away your life. That's the worst thing you can do right now. The worst thing.
The Jedi that travels to the Formidable, on the rules, she speaks to me. Her whispers, her word, they echo in my mind. I cannot be rid of them.
Are you sure it's not just a headache? Because, in all honesty, considering your condition, you should still be back in the medbay.
Arcanian, do you know what it's like to have an entire existence rendered meaningless within the blink of an eye? All I have left is within me is the desire for truth. Learn why the Force has abandoned me.
So you're just going to charge with blasters blazing into a battle you cannot hope to win. Even without the Jedi, there will still be Republic soldiers on board the Formidable.
Kipuna. The only thing I have left to do, and should I fail, I will leave nothing of worth behind, least of all the worthless life your anarchist captain sought to offer me.
Listen, there's a way to reach the Jedi and save the captive without firing a single shot. You will need my help. I'm probably going to regret this, but it sure as hell the best chance you have of getting in and out without getting killed.
Okay, so he's helping me get in on board the Formidable. All right, we're saving, we're loading, and now we're aboard the Formidable.
Blast it! What is taking the Admiral so long? They're only a bunch of space pirates. This is usually easy pickings for us. What can be different now?
We're staring at the ship. Their ship. The Formidable. Captain, one of the commandos have returned from the Orion. He has brought another prisoner.
I am not interested in prisoners. We already have enough of them. Tell him to put it back where he found it.
The captain, this prisoner says she has valuable information which she's willing to exchange with the Formidable.
Damn pirates, scheming and underhanded, the lot of them. Bring her to me, and the commando as well. I want to hear of the Admiral's progress aboard the Orion.
Achuta.
Yes, sir.
This better be good.
And now we're going to kill this guy, and I think that's going to be fun. Fun with a capital F-U-N exclamation.
This is good news indeed, Commando. If what you say is true, then it shouldn't be much longer before Admiral Cole at last captures the Orion's bridge. The sooner we get back to the Republic, the better, I say. The Outer Rim is so violent, so uncivilized. It all leaves a vile taste in my mouth. And now for you. So, you're turning your back on your allies and offering information to the Republic? Let me guess. In exchange for credits? You pirates switch allegiances too often. I don't like it.
I hold allegiance to no one but myself. I just go where the credits are at. You don't have to like it.
You will show proper respect to the captain, pirate scum.
Now, let us not mistreat our guest. I believe she has something important to tell us.
Mucha shaka.
I have nothing to tell the likes of you.
You fool! I am the ranking officer aboard the Formidable. You will tell me the information.
I will the information. The information is reserved for the Jedi and the Jedi only.
The Jedi? How did you learn one was aboard? Did one of my men talk?
The Outer Rim. Information is a commodity. And knowledge is power. Now, if you'd kindly offer directions to the Jedi's quarters.
Take her away. You, Commando, keep an eye on her.
Yes, sir.
All right, so now we're going to go talk to the Jedi. I think.
Prisoner, do not make any sudden moves, or I swear I will...
You can drop the charade now. They've bought it.
Aye, aye.
Glad to take that mask off. You think they'd have some sort of air conditioning system installed, but I know the truth.
Mucha shaka pana.
You haven't got much time. I need to find the Jedi's quarters.
This is a Hammerhead class cruiser, the same as the Orion. I'm guessing the layout will be pretty similar.
Run to each.
And our destination is room in similar design that I woke up with.
And don't forget, we need to rescue Ponda Hatiba. I didn't see him locked up on the way in, so I'm guessing he's somewhere between us and the crew quarters.
Items received. We received clothing. We have no weapons on us, just clothing. Cool, I think. All right, here's Ponda. You're Ponda? You're the Sith we rescued. I don't want anything to do with you.
Idiot, we're here to rescue you.
Is that you, Kobayashi? You gotta get me out of here. This place is too clean. It smells funny. I don't like it here. Get me out, get me out!
That's what we're here for. Brace yourself. I'm gonna shut down the force cage.
Release him now or blow your cover. Our main priority is to reach the Jedi, and he will only slow us down, or worse.
Your priority, maybe, but I look after my friends. We've got to release him now.
Listen, I don't have much time. We can either stay here and dispute this, and then get destroyed along with the ship, or you can listen to me. Release him now, they'll see us for what we truly are and attack us. And all we all fought for will be in vain.
You're right. You're right.
But don't release me. Release me, release me. We will release you in due time. Just stay here and stay quiet. If you alert the Republic to our motives here, I will leave you here.
Don't leave me here, Kobayashi!
But she's right. Though, don't worry. We'll be back for you. So stay here, shut up, and hang tight.
Oh, great. That's just great. All right, so we will save Ponda when we come back through here. And now we're walking. We just saw Kobayashi again. All right. Very strange. I don't understand why the game did not act very right. It was a shame. That the signal is now, I don't understand what the hell's going on with that. It keeps showing Kobayashi, and I'm assuming it's showing the Jedi, but it's like showing the wrong graphic, and it's kind of amazing. I don't care that it's showing the wrong graphic, but it keeps doing
Your
it.
Jedi,
it's really weird.
Beyond that door.
Run the Ichawa Tongbola.
I know she's expecting me. I think. There's the Jedi again, except it's Kobayashi's graphic.
In that case, let me fight alongside you. You'll need all the help you can get against a Jedi.
No, she's someone I must confront, alone.
But without your command of the Force, you're practically...
I feel like I know her. Her presence is familiar to me. I think she's someone from my past. Okay, can we go talk to her?
Make it a hasty reunion? We haven't got long before the Orion completes its preparations and blows us both into space dust.
Okay, Pain the lady?
And for what it's worth, may the Force be with you.
It's not. Okay. I wonder if I'll get my force powers back. Let's go answer the door. The door to destiny. We open it up. I don't know. It's just showing shadow. He walks in the door. Okay, cool. Progress. Turn the camera around, please. He's standing there, a Jedi.
I have waited a long time for this day. A long time.
Okay.
I've waited for you. You who chose to betray the light and then give yourself to the darkness.
Huh?
I have waited for you, the root of all my sorrow.
Kalana, it was you who led the Formidable to me. It was you who helped the Republic forces during the assault on the Orion. What are you doing here?
I was one of the Jedi Knights tasked with destroying the Dark Lord Revan. Yet once I was amongst the Sith, I chose to depart from the strike team and devote my time to a new objective, searching for you. But somehow you managed to evade me, and I failed. When I narrowly escaped from Revan's ship before it exploded, I was cast adrift into space. Eventually, I was found by the Formidable, and have since scoured nearby sectors for your presence.
Kipuna!
And it seems you found me at last. Why'd you invade my mind and poison it with your torments? What do you want from me?
Torments? You know nothing of what you speak. You only know how to inflict torment, not suffer from it. You are a betrayer. You are a murderer. You are a Sith.
They say passion is not the way of the Jedi. They say passion leads to the dark side.
Do not preach to me of the Jedi ways. You are no longer worthy to speak of them.
Alana, we've been friends since Solomon brought me into the Jedi Order as a child. We've learned, trained together, we grew up together.
You speak the truth, but that friend died many years ago. When she chose to forsake all that she was and embrace war, when she chose to murder the man who rescued, raised, and trained her, that man was Darius Solomon, my uncle.
You don't know what happened on Terrace. You don't know anything.
I know Solomon was one of the greatest Ichani ever to be born. I know Solomon possessed a skill in combat that could not be matched, that could not be overcome. I know he was a legend. I know he was my uncle, and I know that you killed him.
Regardless of what you believe, killing me won't bring him back. I moved on from Solomon and embraced a new calling. Why, when he died, did you not follow?
And join the dark side, the Sith. I have seen what one must sacrifice to embrace that calling, and it sickens me. No, I will do what, as a Jedi, I should do. I will destroy Sith. I will destroy you.
Kipuna,
may not be able to feel the Force, but it doesn't mean I still cannot fight.
You murdered my uncle, your mentor, Darius Solomon. The Sith must be destroyed and justice must be served. Death must be met with death.
And she raises her lightsaber. Got silver hair just like her uncle. And now we're fighting. Improved critical strike. We literally can't do anything here. Alright. Let's see here. We can equip this dueling shield. Come on now. He's free. Okay, the entire party was killed. Can't do anything about that. That was a pretty shitty way to go. There's a weapons container to the right side of the room that I will have to hit first. Now remember, I have no weapons, so I have to go into this fight with no weapons. That is some horse crap, but whatever. All right, let's go through this conversation. Now she's on the floor in meditative stance, which I'm assuming is what she was supposed to be in. Then she stands up. Okay, so yeah, this is how she's supposed to be here. Supposed to be meditating, and then she stands up and talks to me. Okay. All right, she stood up. We ran over to the weapons container. Trying to open the weapons container. Come on! Come on. On. We literally could do nothing. All right, load the game again. This is like a really, really bad. Like, I do not understand this at all, but okay. So this is a fight that, like, it really comes down to luck, because you got to get to the weapons container and then access the weapons container, then grab the weapons out of the weapons container, equip the weapons, then you can finally fight her. Does that make any sense to anybody?
You.
All right, hold on. Come on now, open the freaking container. Thank you. Get items. Thank you. Now I have weapons. Jesus Christ. And then there's a backpack on the other side of the room. Oh, there's a medical box here. We got a life support and a hyper battle stimulant. We're going to use the life support now. Go with the improved critical strike. Which actually worked. Hell yeah. Go with the master flurry. 51 damage. 38 damage. Alright, she tried to... Alright, we're going to try to... We're actually going to disengage from combat. We're going to try to move. We cannot move at all, which is dumb, but alright. Going to go... Enter items. We actually can't move. Hyper battle stimulant. Alright, so we are actually stuck in a weird position right now, and we can't move. And the game keeps disengaging us for some reason. Yeah, the game keeps disengaging us because we got locked in a spot, and it's really frustrating. This part of this mod is incredibly buggy. It's just incredibly buggy because you have... There's two actions you must commit. You've got to get to the two containers, right? But because of the way it works, she can block you in right next to the containers.
Waited a long time for this.
And then you're screwed. So this is what I would call a very unfair situation. Where normally I would say, can we access the console? Which would be the way I would normally handle this. We're going to equip the Akani foil and equip the Akani vibroblade here, which is a 1919. Ah, shit. Come on. Use the force choke and force lightning, apparently. And I'm dead. Yeah, I'm dead. She immediately began in with the force moves, and I can't compete with that, which is okay. Hello? Game's not even reloading. Didn't even give me an option to let it reload. Do I remember how to... I don't remember if it was a mod to enable the console or not. I think it was a console mod I had before. Because what you would originally do is you would just do a kill action on this character in order to finish the fight. That's what you would do. All right. Start by running over to the weapons locker. Get the items. Run away from her real fast. Grab more items. Run away from her again. Grab more items. Grab more items. Run away from her again. All right, now we're going to do some running real fast. And then finally, open up her inventory, do some management. Connie Vibroblade. That's fine. Vibroblade has a plus cold damage, and it's got a negative. Okay, cool. We can equip the dueling shield. Nice. Use the dueling shield. Alright, so we did hit her. Awesome. Now we're going to run... What are we running now? We're running the life support pack next. Running a life support pack. Come on, hit with the critical. Hit with the crit. Okay, for some reason it keeps disengaging with what's going on in the battle. Okay, we're doing a hyper battle stimulant now. Disengage the fight. Oh, I am stuck. Wait, engage the fight. Stuck? Yep, my character is stuck. Come on. Yep, we're about to die. Just straight up, this is about to be a death. The game has now ceased to function normally and is no longer doing the attack. Yep, it's no longer doing any of the attacks properly. I am trying to figure out why it's not doing that. But, like, there's something about this fight where my character is getting stuck in the middle of combat and can no longer move. And because she can no longer move, none of the attacks are working properly. Which is weird. And once you can no longer move, every hit acts as if it's... you're being hit with no defense, and you're being hit with the full force of the attack. All right. Starting with the weapons container, grabbing those. Okay, can I still move? I can still move. Oh. I'm being hit with a slow, which is fine. Being hit with some stuff there. All right, cool. Stuff in the backpack. Hold on. Come on, game. Work. All right, the door is locked. That's fine. Okay. All right, I've got an 18. Let's see here if I can get this dueling shield run. All right, now let's use the dueling shield. Come on. Use the dueling shield. Thank you, and I'm dead. Okay. Hyper battle stimulant. Honey dueling shield. Hyper adrenal. All right, we're looking using hyper adrenal strength. All right. Back to the iconic. Come on. Back to the iconic dueling shield. And we're stuck in place again. So it does not matter what we do right now. Our dexterity has went up, yeah, but our it really doesn't matter. The fight's over. She's won. Because we actually can't hit her anymore. We can't do... We're only doing damage with one weapon right now. And she's doing damage with two. It sucks, but that's just literally the game is screwing us right now. It's really frustrating. Yeah, we're only hitting with one of our weapons. Our power attack is not doing power attack damage. And now we're just praying that we can win it with one of these strikes. All right, we won. And the cutscene ended. I hope. All right. Jesus Christ. Sorry, excuse me.
The force flows within you, yet you do not call upon it. What trickery is this?
You must be mistaken. I haven't felt the force since Revan died.
No, you are wrong. I can feel its power flowing within you. In a way, you still remind me of him.
Remind you of who?
Solomon. He was strong in the force, and so was his protege.
Alana, the instant Revan fell, I suffered a terrible pain throughout the force. Since then, I felt nothing, not even the force itself. What has happened to me?
Choice and consequence. One cannot exist without the other. When you chose Revan, the friend I grew up with was sacrificed. She ceased to exist.
During the Mandalorian Wars, I became a different person, yes. But what does that have to do with my inability to fill the force?
Yet the gaping hole left by this sacrifice of identity was never replaced with a new one. Instead, I think you became something else. Something that cannot exist without Revan.
Are you suggesting that Revan's death was actually responsible for my sudden inability to feel the force?
Only my uncle could answer that truthfully. Solomon knew you better than you knew yourself.
Solomon is dead.
Which is why, in some ways, I feel sorry for you. You can never return to the individual you were, as now both Solomon and Revan are gone. That identity is lost forever.
Alana, I can see how much pain you're in. You once trusted me, you once called me friend. Let me ease your suffering as the end comes.
It does not matter. I have no regrets. When I leave this place, I will join with the Force as an individual, with an identity to call my own.
Okay, she's going to become a Force ghost?
Just maybe. I will find my uncle there.
Alright, Talana's dead. I'm going to bet she's not dead, because nobody is dead. Solomon wasn't dead. I'm going to bet Talana's not dead. Who else died, supposedly? I don't know. Kobayashi? Does Kobayashi die too? So many questions. Questions without answers. Revan, I need you. What happened to me? What did I become? I don't know, but this fight was absolutely ass. Air Cannon was right. I need to get to the Orion's medbay. We're about to be blown out of the sky because... what the fudge was that icon? Anyways, Kobayashi picked us up and started leaving with us, saving everyone from this nightmare of stuff. Alana, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to die like this. Master, I wanted to help you, but you forbid it. Could I have saved you? Could I have prevented your death? Would you have told me the truth?
Wake up. Wake up! You're dreaming. Snap out of it.
Pudu.
Questions without answers.
Sarah, you're dreaming. Whatever it is, it ain't real.
Kobayashi, is that you? I failed, Kobayashi. I failed. Talana is dead and the truth is now lost forever.
It's me. I'm here.
I'm back on the Orion. You carried me back before we were destroyed by the Formidable?
Yes, I did. We made it just in time, moments before the Orion's turbo lasers destroyed the Formidable. But that was a long time ago, Sarah. You know that.
I'm sorry, what?
Welcome back. Can't say I'm surprised to find you unconscious. I guess it's fate that I should always be the first face you see when you come around. Lucky you.
Oh, we're back in the caves. I was unconscious?
Your Jedi friend says you were talking to yourself, then you collapsed and lost consciousness. Don't know how, don't know why. I'm just relieved you're all right.
My Jedi friend?
Yeah, you know. Your Jedi friend? I swear, if Darth Revan knew the types of crowds you were hanging around with these days. Still, I guess Revan's just a bad memory for you now. No use for me to linger on it.
You're alive, but how? What are you talking about? Never died. Forgive me, I'm still a little disoriented. Please give me a moment.
How exactly do you know Sarah here? She's a former Sith, and you're a Jedi. Hardly the most typical of companions.
That is... not now. We have more pressing matters at hand.
Secret, eh? What is it with you Jedi?
Toibashi, why have you come here? Why have you risked your life to meet with us again?
What? You don't enjoy my company?
That wasn't an answer. Why have you come back?
I have my reasons. What you need to know is that the Korriban Wastes can be a dangerous place if you don't know them. I do, so I've come to offer my services to you as a guide. And the way I figure it, you wouldn't be heading to the Korriban Wastes for just any reason. It has to be important to you, which means it's probably also dangerous. You'll need all the help you can get. So what is it? They say Korriban's home to many evils. Which one will have the delight of your company?
I'm gonna bet it's Talana and Solomon. I'm gonna bet it's the both of them. The incident in the residential level was no accident. We're tracking the man responsible for it.
That much is obvious. I saw a lot of corpses on my way here. Still, you aren't exactly what I'd call a divine crusader. There is more to this.
The man responsible is my former Jedi master. Man I thought was long dead. He's in the Korriban Waste waiting my arrival. I have to find him and I have to confront him.
And you have to get killed in the process? This all sounds like a repeat of the Formidable. Then the consequence was another coma. What if this time it's even worse?
We've come too far to turn back now. We have no choice but to press forward.
Believe me when I say, if a Jedi Master is in the Korriban Wastes, he either has serious issues or he isn't a Jedi Master. I don't want to sound negative, but this won't end well.
Okay. Your navigational skills may be useful. Korriban Wastes is as vast as you say. It'd be foolish to travel without a guide.
Trust me, you will need my help.
All right. Come with us then.
There's a small tunnel just up ahead that will take us into the Korriban Wastes. From there, it'll be deserts, mountains, and Tukata as far as the eye can see.
Alright. Ito! Backpack on the ground. Let's check the backpack. What does the backpack say? It's Talana's Road. I flippin' called it! Talana's robes are actually... Strength 4, Regeneration 2. Talana's robes are Saves 2... Strength 3, Wisdom 2, Dexterity 3, Constitution 3. These are dope. Thought I put... Okay, Jedi Seer robes. Talana's robe, okay. And Talana's robes look identical to Darth Revan's cloak. Alright. Okay, I guess. Same defense, whatever. Okay, whatever. Let's check out Shadow's equipment. Darth Revan's robes give her a 27 versus her 23. Problem is I know that she doesn't stay with the party, so I'm trying to not give her anything that will end up gone, if you catch my drift. Anything that I'm worried about losing, I'm not putting on her.
Yes.
All right, let's go. But Talana's garments is here, so that means Talana has been here. Let's save it before we walk out into the Korriban Wastes. All right, we're in the Wastes, and we received something. What did we receive? Longsword of... Oh, we actually re-received her double-bladed lightsaber. Looking here for anything weird. Seeing anything off-putting. West? I'm going to go through the items list real quick just to make sure we get rid of them here. I know what the hell I'm running into when it says item received. And I'm like, the hell did you give me? I don't remember receiving any items. And we're going through the items list really, really fast with a button presses really, really fast. Right. Let's begin out into the Corbin Wastes, and there's Herbal standing there waiting on us. Anything else here? It's just us. Okay. Us and Verbal. Here we go. Hello, Verbal. What are you doing, Verbal?
Verbal, has your scan picked anything up?
Master, you have startled me. Interrupting me during this delicate operation may inadvertently lead to the corruption of my sensors. Currently, the price of Class 9 sensors for the GE3 model are available from Zerka at a rate far beyond your current revenue, so I would advise that you...
All right, I get your point. So, what are the results of your scan? Is there anything that should warrant our interest in the Corbin Wastes?
Unfortunately, my sensors have been unable to operate at an optimum efficiency for the duration of the scan. Feedback indicates that this interference has been caused by an electrical disturbance that originates from an unknown entity within the Corbin Wastes.
An unknown entity within the Corbin Wastes? Any idea what it could be?
Classification of this entity cannot be determined. I have insufficient data to perform an analysis.
Alright, so the Corbin Wastes are not as empty as I thought. Where's the location?
The precise location of this entity lies 8.05 kilometers to the west of our present location.
8.05 kilometers, that's pretty far. Farther than I've ever been. Farther than anyone has probably ever even seen.
Okay. Such things do not concern us. Only reaching our destination matters.
Your enthusiasm is inspiring, but I'm sure between here and your Jedi, there will be plenty of things that can kill you if you let them. Don't underestimate the Wastes. It'd be a big mistake.
All right.
Though I guess when you're a Jedi, the impossible becomes routine.
Correct. Mostly correct. Shadow looks out in the Wastes and sees Solomon standing there, staring menacingly, walking menacingly, disappearing menacingly. Solomon, I can feel you here. You're passing echoes of presence that's left its mark in the currents that sweep across these wastelands. Questions without answers. All right. And our trek to the quote-unquote West. And I see some what looks to be crate hounds and demons fighting each other out in the Wastes. It's great. It's awesome. There's some Sith ruins to our west. There's some desert to Kanta and a Korriban raid. Let's solve this problem really fast. Hit them with a... Force Stasis, and then a bit of some Force Wavisa. Also, what the hell? This one does not want to be raided. All right, so we hit him with a critical strike, and then we're going to pop him with a Master Flurry, which murdered it pretty handily. Okay, all we need is a Flurry on this. Nothing special. Easy peasy lemon of the squeezy. I love that Verbal was standing behind the entire group and like hiding, like legitimately hiding. That's what they're doing. Can we loot the raid? All right, let's go over to these statues that I see to the left here, to the east, to the west. I guess it's west or south actually on the map. Let's see if there's anything to them. Looks like they are just 5 statues in the sand. All right, we're going to go back to our traveling west, looking for anything of note. As we walk up to what I assume is the largest sand dune, we see some desert Tata coming towards us. Just as long as it's not... The vicious versions of the dragons, the crate dragons. Like, that would be bad. If it were a crate dragon or something like that, I think I would have to flip my schnot all over the place. It's terrible. Would crate dragons be even be on this planet? They are native to Tatooine, right? My brain wants to think that there was another game that had Korriban on it. Was that Fallen Order? Did you go to Korriban in Fallen Order? No, you did not. I don't think. All right, we found a passageway that I assume is going to lead us where we need to go. It is at least a walkway of sorts. And yes, it continues out into the Korriban Wastes. How did I know? Into a large structure. This looks homemade. Okay. So this large structure has a pathway that like it literally does not look real. The energy signal we detected does not lie in this direction. Come, we cannot deviate. Okay. Well, Kobayashi. Jesus Christ.
Yes?
What is it with Kobayashi and always getting stuck inside the protagonist? All right, so we were told the energy signal does not lie this way, so we shouldn't go this way. Okay, well, is there anywhere else we can go here? Does not look that way. Kobayashi, you step inside me again. I will end you. All right, so this very, very terribly, like, rendition of a place is not where we need to go. And we received items. Again, what the hell did we receive? Received an item. New item. Plasma grenade. Why did we receive that? All right, we're continuing west, I guess. But west really doesn't have anything other than some ruins. And we have a spot to the north where we can, I guess, follow. So I guess we'll hit that. That sounds like a plan. Maybe this is the direction we need to go. Yeah, we've hit the quote-unquote invisible wall. Hi, Verbal.
Are we searching for the entity that was interfering?
Yes, we are, Verbal. We are. All right, I actually stepped off the map for a minute, which was unfortunate. And now the raids are coming after me. I'm going to start with a force, a bit of a force. Well, I was going to be cool and all, but I killed it in one sit. One swing of my swad. All right, we're walking down another windy path into what I would hope to be the next area. All right, we're going into some Korriban Wastes. All right, now we see some desert to Akanta, and I don't recognize this area. Actually, I do. This is a reskinned. Are you serious? We are on a reskinned Dantooine right now. That's cool. And we come across some Circa miners who are definitely corrupted. And we're stasis building everything. And like literally stasis building everything, force waving everything, gonna hit some stuff with some lightsaber throws. And lightsaber throws sound fun enough. You just keep throwing those lightsabers. All right, Circa employee, circa 1984. I don't know why that was funny. Why was that funny? That really should not have been funny. Anyways. And they're all kung fu fighting. Why is Verbal being attacked? Verbal buddy, why are you being attacked? You okay? We're gonna throw a lightsaber at another Tonka here. And it resisted. It resisted. I don't know what it resisted. It looked like it resisted a force ability. But it's only like
50 health apiece, so it's not like it's that amazing at all. Let's see if this was where I needed to be. Anyways, note to self, it was not. This is a remake of The Grove, actually. Okay, don't get stuck in other characters. Don't get stuck in other characters. Anyways, yeah, what I was saying was this is a repeat of The Grove. Gonna hit him with a critical Kureke. And then hit him with a power attack. Said power attack. Oh, power attack did 21 to 22, when we can do force abilities and do more than that. I'm gonna save it real quick. We're moving forward. Also, I guess we could also do force speed, night speed, before we go into combat. But I'm not sure what that would lead to yet. Remember, the game broke last time we did that, so I'm being very careful. The game's LOD is also like really, really, the loading is really acting goofy right now, which is kind of hilarious. Kind of not. Four attacks. I love the four attacks with four speed. And I guess five attacks with four speed. There's a bridge. There's a bridge. I don't like bridges. Every time there's a bridge, there's like some sort of cutscene. I'm gonna save it right beforehand. Any cutscenes? No cutscenes. Nice. That's the flurry. Did you just regenerate? Okay. Alright. And we're back to attacking. Back to master flurrying up to four attacks, and we're still looking for whatever the heck is supposed to be out here. As Kobayashi is attacking. Yeah, we're just attacking more of these. More of these Tukatas. I'm gonna say Tuchanka. Tukatas. And we're back into the wastes. Literally went in a circle. That's where we need to be. There's some bodies on the ground. I guess we should go deal with that. Okay. Alright, fun. And now we're going to go into speed. Alright, we're attacking with the power of the force. Doing damage with the power of the force. There was nothing here. Not a thing here. Just dead bodies. And people being eaten. We found a sky rack, which, if you remember, last time we ran into those was on Kashyyyk, I believe. Because they were attacking us as part of a Kashyyykian battle force, if you remember. They give us like 50 experience apiece. No big deal. I think this is like an M or something. Yeah, this looks like a big M in the sands of Corbin Waste. It's literally a bunch of wasteland. Like, that's what we're finding here. And a bunch of Skyracks, a bunch of dead men, and finally a hole in the side, which I imagine is going to be where we want to go. Yeah, it looks that way. It looks like it's going to kind of beat one of those situations. I'm going to do a force wave here to deal with the problem of multiple creatures all attacking me at once because it's funny or something. No, I can't hit this thing to save my life. They were all hitting me, and I was like doing no damage for some reason. But I was the only one fighting it, so the whole group, I was it. I was the fight. Come on. Come on. Okay, supposedly, there is a direction this way. That leads to nowhere. Dang. Are we still fighting Skyrax over here? We are. It's fun. Are we done fighting Skyrax now? I think we are. All right, this looks like a cave or a walkway down. It is an ancient cave. So before we go into the ancient cave, find out what the ancient cave holds for us. I will see you next time. We finished up on the Orion, and we finished up on the Formidable. Next episode, we enter the ancient cave and hopefully finish up the side quest here with Kobayashi and our good friend Shadow as we get towards the end of this rather interesting, but definitely long in the tooth. Mod pack. If you like what you saw and you want to see more, or you like what you heard and you want to hear more, please follow the podcast. It means a ton. And if you would like to donate or anything like that, you can check out the links in the doobly-doo below where you can find out my Patreon and my Ko-fi. Find the early access episodes. A lot of fun. Otherwise, I'm tired. I'm going to go do other things, and I will catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye!